Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. Today's podcast is another interview session and is sponsored by EEPN, Every Dot Black Entrepreneur Podcasting Network. I'm pleased to have with us today Ms. Carmela Head. Carmela, good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's great to be here today.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that my daughter referred me to you several months ago, and actually it may be the other way around. She may have referred you to me. I don't know how it goes. But at any rate, I'm glad that we finally got together and upon her recommendation. And so I'm really looking forward to what you have to say, especially as it relates to your business pursuits. Let me ask you this. Are you well sought after as far as a person doing interviews and public speaking engagements? Because I believe I saw on your bio that you are a public speaker. Is that correct?
That is correct. Actually, I've had many opportunities to speak at conferences, many retreats, different venues and different programs and different event planners have asked me to come and speak for different, I would say, different events that they were having. I wouldn't say I've been interviewed a lot. This is amazing. I think this is amazing to be interviewed with you, but I have not had a whole lot of interviews, but I have had a lot of opportunities to speak publicly.
That's great. That's great. Well, anyway, I'm glad that you're here today and with us. And tell our listening audience about yourself and your business.
Okay. Well, my name is Carmela Head, and I'm an author, speaker, and personal development consultant and coach. And what that means is I love to engage audiences, whether I'm speaking or I'm writing to empower people on my website or through articles, also through my podcast and different outlets that I have. I really enjoy the calling that I have, and that is to empower individuals to move forward into their destiny by using their gifts, their skills, and their talents. Actually, the name of my business is First Glance LLC, where I am shedding light and transforming lives. And that means that I take the opportunity to do that through personal development workshops, whatever platform that I may have or opportunity to engage audiences.
And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, you're a public speaker. Where are some of the places you've spoken recently, especially?
There was just a ministry gathering that I just spoke to, and that was to ministry leaders. So I just had that opportunity, which I thought was really great. I have had the opportunity to speak to a small organization of health professionals, and it was actually a goal-setting session that I did with them, about an hour session on how to track their goals and to have a plan on or a blueprint on how their teams would move forward with different planning.
Okay, great. Now, one question that I'm really interested in asking you, and that is about the fact that, at least when I've talked to you, you've mentioned having a passion about your business.
Yes.
And let me ask you this. Why is being passionate so important as far as business success, in your opinion?
Well, I like to say passion, to me, passion is the fuel that ignites creativity. It ignites the whole fact of having passion is to just have a love for what you do. And I love what I do. It's why I get up and put the feet to fire every day. Also, I believe passion is the glue that holds your organization and your business together, because without it, you would have no enthusiasm or motivation to get up and do, you know, what you do every day. And you were asking me about passion. Passion, it makes me creative. I have ideas behind the things that I do. And without the passion, without the calling to do it, I think it's ingrained in me. I think passion is ingrained in me. It helps business owners to stay focused when you do run into mundane days. And not every day is exciting, you know, but because of the passion that you have and the love for what you do, your craft or whatever your services or your products, you know, producing your products, I think behind that, behind all of that is your passion. And I think it drives and fuels your business.
You mentioned mundane days, and we all have those days where things don't go like what we would have them to go.
Right.
And during those times, you have to have a resolve to get things done that you need to get done.
Absolutely.
And having that passion is important in any business person doing that. And I've heard the expression that if you're passionate enough in whatever you're doing, you're willing to do that without getting paid.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Fortunately, most of us are compensated for our efforts,
mm-hmm.
so we don't have that situation to deal with. But you should like what you're doing, and as a result, you'll do a much better job in what you're doing. I think that's what you're saying. Now, I've looked at your website, and your website is very impressive.
Thank you.
And but before we get into that, and I know you gave some of your contact information, but let's do that one more time, and we may do it another time before we finish today, just to make sure that people will be able to reach you.
Okay,
so
absolutely.
Do that real quick.
I can be reached. Once again, my name is Carmela E. Head. I'm an author, speaker, and personal development coach. You can reach me at www.transformational-moment.com. That is www.transformational-moment.com. I can also be reached on my email at transformationalmoment@gmail.com. transformationalmoment@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break now, our first break. And when we come back, I'll be asking you about that website.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. We're with Ms. Carmela Head, and the last segment we finished talking about, we're beginning to talk about her website, and as I said, it was very impressive. One of the things I was interested in as I looked over your website, and that was especially impressive, and that is the different podcasts that you developed. They're very informative. I got a lot from them. Tell us about your podcast and about what they're about and what you're trying to convey.
Okay. Well, a little history behind the podcast is last year, January 2019, I got this idea that because I'm an auditory learner and a visual learner, too, and I love listening to podcasts, I thought it would be really nice to create a podcast that I can inspire and empower my listeners. And so I thought about calling it the Transformational Moment Podcast Monday Morning Boost. It would be up to 7 minutes of empowerment and inspiration for your day. And so a lot of the podcasts come from some of the articles that I have written, and I've taken a snippets of those articles and turned them into the podcast with up to 7 minutes of empowerment. And so if you're standing in the grocery line or you're on your way to work, you're commuting, or you just have a few minutes in your day and you need to be empowered at any moment, you can put the podcast on and listen to the audio version. Or if you're a visual learner and you just want something to see, there's a visual podcast that's online. I tried to make it creative and engaging, talking about topics of the day that will transcend your thinking, kind of engage you to think differently about a life process moment.
Well, that's kind of interesting because I read an article recently about the growing popularity of podcasts. And it said, whether it's for a laugh or to learn something new, nearly 68 million Americans listen to podcasts on a monthly basis. That's nearly one in four people across the country. So that's just an indication of how significant podcasting is becoming in our day and age with people, as you indicated, on the move.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have access to television, a computer, and one of the things that they can do is listen to all kinds of pieces of information via podcasts. As a matter of fact, I think my daughter indicated that, if I'm not mistaken, she found out about your existence by viewing a podcast. I was asking
wow,
you earlier.
That's exciting.
Or indicating earlier okay. to you that I wasn't sure exactly how she found you to refer to me, but she is an avid listener to and viewer of podcasts. So it's growing. One of the things, and you might want to make a comment on this, and that is primarily, though, it's among the millennials, according to this article, who are viewing podcasts more than any other particular segment. As a matter of fact, 68 million Americans are viewing podcasts and listening to podcasts. And this particular article indicated that 44% of this 68 million Americans listening or viewing podcasts are millennials. So that's pretty pretty significant. What do you have to say about that? Does it say anything in particular about the importance of podcasts and how you might fit into it as you move forward?
You know, just listening to what you said, I think that those numbers are astounding in a positive way because it kind of shows us where technology is taking us. We have access to digital recordings at any second, any moment, and it's really great that podcasts are reaching all generations, including the millennials. those millennials, they do take, you know, technology very seriously, and they're able to download things quickly and accurately and also convey those recordings to other people. So I think that the numbers are astounding, and what it means to me is that I may be just on the right track with doing podcasts to reach a greater audience.
And I think that number will become more diverse. In other words, in the future, mm-hmm. the not too distant future, perhaps, you're going to have more than just millennials. And even now, I understand that you have all groups represented as far as taking advantage of podcasts, but it's just that particular group that seems to do more or take advantage of it more than any other group, according to this particular article.
Absolutely.
Anyway. So I anticipate more of the baby boomers will also fall into place as far as taking advantage of this particular medium. Well, let me ask you this about your particular podcast. And I was very impressed, and I was intrigued, especially by viewing two of your podcasts. And the first one, you indicated that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that you're a sports fan or almost a sports fan. But at any rate, you kind of tied instant replay, which is very significant these days in various sporting events, especially football and basketball.
Right,
and you tied, if I'm not mistaken, that to business efficiency, if
right.
I might say that. So how do you respond to that? How is instant replay, or why is instant replay so important in business as far as you're concerned?
Okay.
And tell us a little bit more about that in the first place. How
okay.
make the tie.
Well, first I want to say thank you, Dr. Porter, for your compliments on the website. I really appreciate you listening to the podcast. I am not a big sports fan. I love sports. I just don't know everything there is to know about every sport. But in the field of football, I love watching football. And one of my the biggest parts of watching football, I love watching the instant replays. I really do. A lot of people don't, but I do. And the reason behind that and the reason why I created a podcast about instant replay is with instant replay, of course, you know, there's a lot of things going on out of the field that we can't really see from where we're sitting. So it would take the cameras to be able to zoom in from all different angles to actually see what happened so that we can stop the tape, look at everything, and assess what happened. And then we can move forward with that. And so as it relates to our personal lives or our business, one of the things that I talked about in the podcast is sometimes when we make decisions or sometimes when we're moving forward in business ventures or even in our personal lives, we make decisions or we're trying to make plans. And sometimes after an event, after an event may have happened, we need to just stop and take an assessment and look at the situation from all angles. So what that's really an analogy to the instant replay, to stop, to look at everything from different angles and to make a good assessment. What happened? You know, what are the good things that came out of it? And what are some things that I can improve on? So really it's a tool to help us move forward by looking at what just took place.
Well, you mentioned the word improvement, and that's what it's all about. And
right.
Certainly within the game of football or basketball, looking at a play that mm-hmm. might be questionable, it helps the referees or the umpires to make a final decision to help the game move forward. So that's extremely important. I can see why it's important so much in business as well. Now, the other podcast that I viewed, and I have to admit, I looked at only two of them, and I think there were like 10 or 12 of the podcasts on your website, if I'm not mistaken?
Actually, right now I have 26. I just
26.
Completed 26. Number 26 came into 2020. So I started a new one, number 26.
Well, I'm behind, so I'm going to have to catch up at some point. But anyway, in the second podcast that I looked at in more detail, like the first one I looked at in detail, you talked about your love for listening to music.
Yes.
And exactly what kind of music do you listen to and why is it so inspirational to you?
I think music is really inspirational to me is because, well, first, I'm a musician and I play the keyboard and the piano. I grew up listening to so many different types of music, and I believe music puts us in a place to where we can reflect and become very creative, depending on the music that you listen to. I love gospel music. I love jazz. I love instrumental classical music. So many genres of music I can't even name, but I really love music. It's embedded in me. And actually, a lot of the times that I sit and listen to music is while I'm writing or, you know, when I'm being creative. So that's why it's so important to me. Usually, I may have a little bit of music playing when I'm on a sabbatical or just relaxing. But mainly, it's encouraging and empowering to me.
But I think that, and I think you suggest this, at least the way I view the podcast, that music can help.
Absolutely.
As far as your business is concerned, because
yes.
Anything that gives you inspiration,
right.
Anything that inspires you will ultimately help you in mm-hmm. whatever you're doing. And mm-hmm. in this case, your business pursuits. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I got from that particular, mm-hmm. particular piece, that podcast at least.
Right. I do agree with that. And something that you just said about it being inspirational, I know sometimes classical music is great because it helps us focus. I know for me, and symphonic music, because I know for me, I go to the symphony quite often. I love the symphony. I love the instruments, and I love the musical scores. So I'm attracted to, you know, I believe music plays a part in so many different genres, and even in our business. I know sometimes when I have events during a lot of our intermission time, I may play inspirational music and things like that. So people can mingle and talk and get a chance to fellowship or get to know one another. So I do think music is very instrumental.
Now, I talked about just two of these podcasts, and you say that there are 24. I don't know why I saw only 10 to 12. Maybe there was a section of the podcast, that particular podcast, that I didn't get to.
The visual podcast, I believe, have up to maybe, I think I've done maybe 8 or 9, maybe 10.
Maybe there was a visual
podcast. And the audio has all of them.
Okay. It was the visual podcast.
Right. Exactly.
That I saw.
And, exactly.
But at any rate, are there any of those podcasts that you've done that I didn't mention, and I did mention the first two, that you want to kind of highlight?
There is one that I really, really love talking about, and it's and I always talk about it, is our uniqueness. And I believe basically that's the foundation of First Glance and the business that I do have of empowering people, is that to remind ourselves of how extraordinary each and every one of us are. We all have our own gifts and skills and talents and abilities, and a lot of us have placed those abilities and those skills and even those gifts on the shelves or on the back burner. We don't highlight those anymore. We don't really progress in those things. And so I talk about that in my podcast, about being unique in our individuality as it pertains to our giftings. And so I love to share that. That's one of the things that are, you know, is mentioned in my book. But most importantly, I really enjoy talking about that on the podcast, because it reminds us so much so about how extraordinary we all are.
Okay. Well, you mentioned your book, and that's the next thing I want to talk to you about. And but we're going to go ahead and take another break. And when we return, I'll ask you a couple of questions about your book, and then we'll finish the program.
Okay.
So stay with us. Welcome back. I understand, Carmela, that you're an author.
Yes.
And, of course, I've written as well. I've written quite a bit, actually, over the last 4 or 5 years. But I'd like for you to tell our listening audience some of the material that you've written recently, or even further back.
Okay. Well, I've in times past, I would say I started really noticing a lot of the writings that I did when I was in high school, actually. I really enjoyed, I think I reflect back now on being in the journalism class, writing for a school newspaper. I really enjoyed doing that. And actually, I would write often different things, articles, small stories, things like that. But as time went on, I started writing empowerment articles. I would write for different newsletters. I would write for just different individuals that may need empowering. And most of those things would be in journals. So I found that over the years, I have journals everywhere, composition notebooks that I've written articles in, and those type of things. And over the years, I've taken a lot of the articles that I have written and compiled some of those articles into the book that I have now, which is called Be Transformed, Empowering You for Destiny. And I wrote that in 2015. And as a tool to just help others to be empowered, there are small articles in the book that empower people to think beyond the processes that they're in and to transform the way they think about things. And it could be from so many different things. It could be for recently what I just spoke to you about our gifts. It would help us talk about our talents and our goals and to see things from a different perspective. Some of the other content that I've written are on goal setting, time management, personal development. So those are the things that I'm writing on now and continue to kind of create content on.
I'm sure you're familiar with the famous author, Toni Morrison. She left us a few months ago. But one of the things I remember her saying was that writing provided her with so much comfort and satisfaction. So is that the case with you?
It is, and it always has been. I can actually say that it was times where I was in deep reflection or It could have been a time of concern that I was writing, a time that I was excited about things and I wrote, or even a time of deep reflection that I found myself writing. And so I do find comfort in writing. I believe it is an outlet for me, especially when I have time on vacation or even downtime. I really take comfort in writing.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, we're going to wrap things up. We're rapidly giving out of time on this particular interview session. And I really want to ask you, though, about something that I've been doing over the last several months, and that is providing our listeners with a book challenge, the challenge of writing a book within a year. And so we don't have time to get into that now. We'll get into that next week, as a matter of fact. You'll be back with us.
And, yes.
And especially next week, I'd like to ask you more about your faith and how that relates to your business progression. So if you don't have anything else to add, we're going to finish things up. And I'd like to thank our sponsor, Every Dot Black Entrepreneur Network, for sponsoring the program, and as well as our listeners. And so that's all what we have this week. And I'd like to say thank you, Ms. Head, for being with us. And we look forward to next week. And again, very briefly, give your contact information, because I know that there are people that are going to want to contact you.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Porter.
Real quick.
Yes. www.transformational-moment.com. Or you can also reach me by email at transformationalmoment@gmail.com.
Great, great. And again, to our listening audience, I'd like to say that whatever you're going through, whether good or bad, just remember there's always more good things coming your way. Have a nice day.